everyone. Welcome to another weekly episode of ASD is Ability. I can thank you a lot for listening, for dialing in, and whatever you find a way to get to my content, I really appreciate it. This is not just a podcast about me sharing my experiences. There's a much wider goal here, which is to either understand yourself if you have a neurodiversity and you want to hear from someone else, like in my case, to see the different point of view. And also, if you have interest in diversity and inclusion and you want to know how other people with a different way of thinking are going on with their lives, how they interact with you, and ultimately how we can all live together understanding better. The episode today is going to be talking about how to take new challenges, and I will bring some examples from my own experience and how I approach that. I hope that you find it insightful and you find a way to see for your next challenge, whatever it is, have that perspective that might be different from yours right now, hence the reason for taking it with an ASD perspective. Let's start. I would like to start talking about challenge in itself. I believe the word challenge a lot of times comes with some negative aspect or point of view. And in reality, a challenge is just a situation, a task, a new venture that we want to do that is not in our routine. It's not something we are used to do, or it might not be a situation that we are familiar with. And by that way of approaching us, we might look at it and think, that's going to be difficult. I don't know how I'm going to do it. What happens if I fail? A lot of thoughts that are very common to occur, and it has happened to me. I believe that we fear ourselves if we're going to be able to achieve that challenge, if we're going to be able to come across the other side of the bridge, if we're going to be able to come at the end of the tunnel, whatever situation that is happening us, if it's a challenge, we might have a difficulty. What I'm presenting today is, when it comes to new challenges, how we approach from a neurodiversity perspective, particularly in the case of ASD, how we approach that. Then I will bring to light a new way of thinking about challenges. They give a bit more flavor and color to them. So from a very simple analysis, we can start to think if that's going to be achievable or not. And to bring to light with an example, I will explain to you how I have been taking this challenge of podcasting and why is that a challenge for someone with ASD. And I will end up talking about what benefits and rewards I have obtained out of doing this challenge, something that initially I never thought would happen. And let's start with a new challenge. As an ASD person, and it might be the same case with another type of neurodiversity, the way we see challenges is different from what you might be experiencing. To start with, people with ASD like to be in control of their life. They like a routine. They like to have their own space. They like to really understand at any point in time what they do and what to expect of the outcomes. We don't like unexpected changes. We don't like when things go completely different from what we thought. And that creates a lot of stress and uncertainty. And you might be thinking, isn't it that what happens in life, where turns happen, which are unexpected, where there's a lot of elements that are out outside our control that come not the way we were thinking to do. And how many times we have and will have to change our life plan because something turns out that becomes a situation to overcome. We call that challenge, and it's not something that people with ASD are really welcoming. And might be your case that with ASD or not willing to take that challenge. I would like to also just put in perspective that people with ASD tend to develop very specific interests, and when they do that, they can devote a massive amount of time into that task, hobby, or type of work, to the extent that time is relative and it's just the enjoyment of doing things. That means that someone with ASD could take on a new task, do it very well, really deliver, and it could be a task that someone else has looked at it and thought, not in a million years I will be able to do it. And that is a really insightful piece of information, because what we see as a challenge might not be a challenge for other people, and the other way around. And that's why neurodiversity, and particular ASD, is ability. We have different points of view. We might have some difficulties ahead of us. And having that fresh pair of eyes that can look from a different way is sometimes the best way to find a solution. Now, whatever challenge you are facing in your life right now, that could be from a small changing routine. It could be about quitting a habit. It could be about taking a new hobby or taking a new job. And that sort of puts a stress and uncertainty of, will you be able to do it? And if you don't do it, will you feel like you fail? Therefore, I would like to present to you an approach that I take when I see any challenge. And this is what I call the possible, doable, probable, achievable approach. So start with possible. So this is about thinking, if you have a challenge in front of you, or there's a task you want to bring to life, is that possible? Is there anyone out there in the world can do it and make it possible? And this is a very healthy way to look at perspective. Let's say you want to move to a complete different country in the other part of the world, where maybe you don't have a job secure, maybe you don't even speak the language there. And looking at it, you think, well, that's going to be impossible. I don't see myself doing it. That's impossible. It might be very difficult, it might require resources, it might require a lot of time. And is it possible? Doing a bit of thinking about it, you might say, actually, I know someone who has done it. I know someone who went and just managed to move there. So if it's possible, then that challenge is less daunting. And let's face it, if it's not possible, then that's not a challenge. That's an impossible task. That's a task that you shouldn't be willing to take on, and you shouldn't be willing to just look at it as something I want to do. Now, putting in perspective, we know that society and science has evolved by having people that have taken what was called an impossible task and making it happen. If that's your case and you can make things happen that have not happened until now, you know, hat off to you, and it's great. My message today is for tasks that by the majority of people can be done or cannot be done. If I put myself on the task of suddenly running one marathon every day for the coming 365 days? Would it be possible? I don't know if anyone has done it before. You might find one person that has done it before, and therefore, what are the chances of doing it? It would be like quite difficult. So would that be almost impossible? I think you could agree. It would be very high chances of failing. That brings me to the next step. So let's say we have agreed that it's possible, that that could be done. Is it doable? Doable in the sense of, can you do it? Going back to the example of running extensively for long periods of time, it might be possible, and someone can argue that with the right training, the right mindset, that could be possible. Is that doable? Maybe that's not doable by you. Maybe there's a physical situation where you cannot do it. So knowing if it's doable by you is really crucial, because there's nothing worse than putting ourselves to do a task or a challenge, thinking, oh yeah, I will get it done, and putting that kind of like really strength of just willingness to do it. I will do it. I will put everything. And can you do it? And send check sometimes with friends if necessary. Can you do it? The chances are, if it's possible, sometimes might be doable as well. So if it's a challenge that you can, it's possible to be done, and it's a challenge that you can do, regardless of time and resource, we'll come to that. Then the next one is it probable? Might be a task that you might be thinking, yeah, I can do that. I think I can find the resource to launch a new company, or to create an activity, or do a fundraising. But is it probable? An example would be like raising funds for a charity. If the task is to raise £10 million in 1 month, is that possible? Yes, it is. If you find the right people, definitely. Is it doable? Could you do it? Actually, most people could do it if they had the right context and then the right time. Doable, definitely. Probable, then no. They wouldn't be probable. Why? Because through your context, you could just get some funds, get some support, and the degree will depend people on people. Just if it's not probable to happen, then it's going to fall short, it's going to be a disappointment, and then therefore the challenge fails. And that brings to the final one, which is achievable. If it's a probable, means more likely to happen than not, but is it really achievable? Is it going to happen? And this PDPA, possible, doable, probable, achievable, is a journey of researching that challenge to come back to the end. Let's take now a more day-to-day case. So, for instance, someone who wants to quit smoking. Is it possible to quit smoking? Yes, definitely. We know that's possible. There's no shadow of doubt. Is it doable? Then again, yes, it can be done, unless there's an exception and someone has a very specific case, might be doable. So you can say, yes, I can do it, just I don't know how. I can do it, I don't know how to ask for help. Then find the resources, do the research, find a coach or go to a health professional, reach for friends, reach out to community, just for you to think, yeah, I can do it. I have the resource to do it. Then probable. Is it probable? There's quite a lot of mindset here, because you might have all the resources, but to make it probable, you need to just really get your head around it. I need to get your support. And once you make it probable, it's really increasing the chances of probability, so it becomes achievable. Let me bring now the case of this podcast. So when I look at podcasting, I look from an ASD perspective, which tends to be very focused on the task. So in principle, yes, so I had a very good drive to do it. However, the podcast itself is about talking, something that us people with ASD are not exactly our strength. Moreover, there's a doubt of, will I have the time? Will I have the resource? Will it sound okay? Will it go to the void, or will it be anyone listening to this? There's a lot of doubts, and if you want, lack of confidence that that can happen. So looking at the PDPA approach, I look at podcasting, is it possible? And yes, definitely, with 3 million, if not more, podcasts, as is the time in 2024 when this is released, you can tell that it's definitely possible, really possible. So that box is ticked. Then is it doable? Can I do it? And to do a podcast, I did the research of what would be required. And I identified that if my podcast is going to be, let's say, around 20 minutes or around that time, I can find the time. If I do it weekly, it's 20 minutes a week. Definitely doable. In terms of resource, I impose myself the restriction of going for a very basic setup. A basic setup that can deliver the voice, that can filter some of the sounds, that are able to capture my voice and record it. And this has been done with a very inexpensive microphone and a computer, standard computer, nothing exceptional. I'm not talking about video, I'm not talking about special effects, just a recording. I could arguably use a smartphone and get a fairly decent result as well. So it's definitely doable. Now, probable. This is where I had to challenge myself to think, what is my commitment? Can I do one podcast, one episode? Yes, I can. Will I have the commitment of doing it every week? And that was a really turning point, because I have been in the past as an ASD trying different activities that sometimes I lose interest, and then I don't follow up, I don't carry on. This is not just procrastination, it's just simply the nature of doing different tasks at some point and then prioritizing one in favor of another. So the commitment was a really crucial piece here, because I had to plan myself to record every week and make it a habit. As you're listening to this, it has been already 6 weeks recording, so you could say that actually has passed the 1-2 limit, which is the one I have seen in the past, where some podcasts are really good. You listen to 1-2 episodes, is great, and then it ends and it doesn't follow up. So by the moment I do 6, that's great. Obviously, that probability, the proof of the pudding is going to be when it's not 6 and it's 60. And who knows if it will become 600. Who knows? Let's not aim for the stars as yet. Let's walk before we can run. What is true is that that probability came from my own control. And as I go into this PDPA approach, the way you go through it, at every step you are much more in control. Whereas the first one of being possible, sometimes is outside your control. When it goes to probable and achievable, that's very much in your control. So the moment I realized that, yes, it was probable, if I had my mindset, if I had my commitment, is when it's achievable. And it's achievable and has been achieved because it's already a weekly podcast. I've been recording every week. I have intention of carrying on. And unless anything unexpected happens that makes it not possible, according to the PDPA approach, that's going to carry on happen. And that's great, because the benefits are multiple. First of all, every time we achieve a challenge, help us to think how much we thought that would be either impossible, improbable, difficult, not sure it will happen, and then we make it happen. It just really builds on the backbone of resilience, self-belief, determination, and just believing on ourselves, which is great. So that's a fantastic benefit. It is also a reward because, as I explained, podcasting is not something that ASD people are gifted. We don't like talking too much, and we are very much to the point. So being able to record myself, being able to express my ideas, being able to articulate those ideas, avoiding going too straight to the point. People with ASD like the certainty that go abstract and then come with a solution and come with like, okay, this is what it is. And if we can use 3 words rather than 10, we use 3 words and then we can move on with our own world. And that's fine in certain circumstances. In the case of podcasts, requires much more talk. Simply because not everybody listening will have my way of thinking. Therefore, I need to explain better how I came to what I do, what's the reason for my words, and hopefully resonate with the way you are thinking. And that has been highly rewarding, as I have seen myself evolving in the podcast to be A, more comfortable doing it, and B, if you agree with me, being a better context of podcast. Obviously, through reviews, through comments, either through the different social media platforms that are attached to this podcast, or just whatever you means you have to find me, that's going to be helpful. And with that, we came to the end of this podcast today. And with that, we came to the end of. And with that, we came to the end of this podcast. We have been talking about how to approach challenges, how to look at challenges with a different perspective. People look at challenges from a lot of different angles. Neurodiversity is a way to really find people that is going to enrich our perspective. As an ASD, a person with ASD, some challenges for me are almost impossible at the beginning. That's why I approach with a PDPA approach. In other cases, I do tasks that people are mesmerized how I've been able to do. And this sounds very grand, and please don't take it as a sign of being arrogant. Just simply, I do things that for other people is a massive challenge. And I'm really impressed by people that are able to do things that at face value I wouldn't be able to do. So in your everyday life, you might be doing things that are seen as a massive challenge by other people. And for you, it's like bread and butter of how you go along. So if that's the case, think next time you have a challenge, how to find someone in your network, or how do you grow your network to find someone who's going to see that challenge as a task to be done with a lot of resources that can be found and are achievable. anyone is listening, I'm really, really happy. The moment is not a monologue. The moment is at least one person there thinking, you know what? I listened to this podcast and I came out of it with a different perspective. I can see neurodiversity enriching the way we see things. And now I'm going to take challenges in a different way. That's what really, really keeps me going. So guys, enjoy your life, and until next time.